And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 11th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the playwright Ben Jonson, born London, 1572, author of Volpone, The Alchemist, Every Man in His Humor, a rival of Shakespeare's, but also Shakespeare's friend. And Ben Jonson, a heavy drinker and a fighter. He was a bricklayer who went off and joined the army, came back to London, got work as an actor, not a very good one, but a good playwright. And in 1597, he co-wrote a play called The Isle of Dogs, which got him in trouble with the government. He was thrown in jail, let out after a few months, but then killed a fellow actor named Gabriel Spencer in a duel. He was arrested, and he should have been hanged, but he pulled a legal defense called benefit of clergy. Since he could read the Bible in Latin, he got to go in front of a more lenient court, which rarely sentenced well-educated men. Instead, he got another stint in jail and was branded on his thumb. Wrote another play in 1604 called Eastward Ho that got him thrown in jail again. They told him that his ears and nose would be cut off, but they never did it. And he had a big banquet when he was released to celebrate. Ben Jonson made plenty of disparaging comments about Shakespeare, complained that Shakespeare didn't know much Latin, knew even less Greek. But after Shakespeare died, Ben Jonson wrote a tribute to him. He wrote, "I loved the man and do honor his memory on this side of idolatry as much as any. He was indeed honest and of an open and free nature, had an excellent fantasy, brave notions, and gentle expressions. And whatsoever he penned, he never blotted out a line." It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925, author of Lie Down in Darkness, The Confessions of Nat Turner, and his memoir Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness. And since his death in 2006, a book of letters, a book of short stories, and a series of essays, Havanas in Camelot. And it's the anniversary of the great Broad Street Riot in Boston, 1837, on this day. A hot, humid Sunday afternoon, a fire engine company made up primarily of Protestant Yankees was coming back from Roxbury, where they'd put out a fire. They went to a saloon, had a few drinks. They started walking down Broad Street and passed a group of about 100 Irish immigrants on their way to a funeral. A young fireman named George Fay did something, maybe insulted somebody or hit somebody, and soon there was a melee in the street, at least 800 men fighting. The state militia had to be called out to disperse the riot. Here's a poem for today by Lord Alfred Tennyson, Crossing the Bar. Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me, and may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea, but such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark, and may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out our bourne of time and place the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. Lord Alfred Tennyson's poem, Crossing the Bar. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.